December 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts for Christmas by concentrating on the spiritual aspects of the feast day. Jesus came to earth out of love for each of you. He came in order to share heaven with you. It is I myself who took the form of the little baby, knowing full well the consequences of my proclamation of truth. These days many suffer for the truth. My chosen ones suffer so that the truth can be made known to all. Every sacrifice and prayer make the victory of truth more likely in hearts and in the world. The truth of acceptance of holy love in hearts is the war that is being waged by Satan. Recognition of this war is half of the victory. This is the purpose of these messages and this ministry." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 10. "Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.